If you left butter too long and it didn't taste too good, how would you describe its condition?
Soft and rancid.
Spoiled.
Very spoiled.
Thick, sour milk you might keep on hand is called?
Clabbered milk.
Duh, what kind of cheese might you make?
Cheese? You can make cheese from it, but I don't know what kind. It's regular cheese.
Yeah.
You can also make butter from it. You have to churn it.
What would you do to milk after you just milk the cow?
Well, it depends. If you were a dairy farmer, you would pasteurize it.
Uh-huh.
You know, purify it and stuff, you know. Get all the bacteria and everything, you know. Chill it.
Yeah.
Keep it cold. Right?
Yeah. And if you just did it yourself, and you just, you know, you had a bucket or something, what would you do to it if you just
put it in the refrigerator?
What something might be baked in a deep dish?
Like apple pie?
Yeah.
Peach cobbler?
Mm-hmm.
Pear cobbler? Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Somebody has a good appetite, so he sure likes to put away his
food.
What would you call milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over a pie?
Milk and cream and sugar. A filling, topping?
Well, just kind of like you might just pour it over the top of it.
Oh, yeah. Something like strawberries and cream.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's called, but it's good.
What kind of food you might eat between regular meals you might call?
Snacks.
7 o'clock in the morning you might say, I will
eat.
Yesterday at that time I had already
eaten.
Last week I
eaten.
And yesterday at 7 o'clock, I
breakfast. I ate breakfast, right? Yesterday. You say yesterday at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I have eaten. You got all them heads and stuff in there, you know?
If asked how much you drink, you might say, I
drink a lot.
And you might say, we sure a lot of water.
Drank a lot of water.
If dinner's on the table and the family's standing around, you might say, please everybody,
have a seat. Be seated.
If somebody comes into the dining room, you might ask him, won't you
have a seat?
If everybody's sitting down, it's kind of an informal situation.
Mm-hmm.
And you might have big bowls on the table, and
mm-hmm.
you might say, well, don't wait to pass everything. Everybody just
help yourselves.
So he went ahead and
helped himself.
If you decide not to eat something, you say, I don't
care for any.
If food's been cooked and served a second time, you say it has been
slept over.
And if you heat it again, you might say it's
still leftovers. Right?
Yeah. If you put food in your mouth, you would put it in your mouth and begin to
chew it.